Catherine Connolly will become Ireland's 10th president following her inauguration at Dublin Castle at around midday today. It is the culmination of a political journey that began over a quarter of a century ago in her native city when she was first elected to what was then Galway Corporation. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath has been looking back at her career and hearing what people in her hometown are expecting from her as head of state.
I don't know, I'm just so excited about her, really. She's a brilliant voice in the Dáil for the underprivileged, for people with disabilities, I think she's always about the best for people.
Angela Duffy was one of those involved in the so-called movement that developed around the candidacy of the new president in the months leading to October's vote. She was among a number of canvassers who knocked on doors around the Uachtaráid area seeking support for the independent candidate.
We were delighted with the outcome and the whole of Galway is thrilled. Everybody I know was out canvassing for her or was supporting her. We were absolutely thrilled and we wish her the very best for the next 7 years, and we hopefully she'll represent the country, and she will represent the country in the way we all want her to.
That effusive support stems in part from the impact the incoming president has made in her home place since she was first elected as a Labour Party councillor in the 1999 local elections. After serving a term as Mayor of Galway in 2004, she sought her party's nomination to contest the next general election.
Creidim go bhfuil spás an de Bertie Iarrthóirí, ach ní amháin go bhfuil spás an ach tá gá pránach le níos mór Iarrthóirí a thasamh.
But when Labour opted to field just one candidate, in the shape of Michael D. Higgins, she left the party and stood as an independent, garnering just over 2,000 first preferences. She ran again in 2011. This time she missed out on the final seat by just 17 votes.
We almost did it, and we did it in a very straight and honest way, and we did it with integrity, and we nearly did it by offering a vision, and we'll come back and we'll do it in the future.
That pledge was realised in 2016 when Catherine Connolly took a Dáil seat for Galway West on her third attempt. She was re-elected in 2020 when she combined her duties as Lass Ceann Comhairle with her role as an independent deputy.
Will you see sense? It's never too late to undo a bad decision, and this particular one is bad, cruel and unacceptable.
By now well established on the national political stage, she comfortably held her seat in last November's general election before declaring for the presidency at the start of the summer.
I have demonstrated that I act with fairness, with professionalism, and I will bring that experience to bear in my role as president.
While her stances on a number of issues have made her a polarising figure among voters in Galway West over the years, there's plenty of anticipation here about her inauguration as head of state.
Catherine, she'll make a great president. Fair play to her. And she's fluent as Gaeilge, and it's brilliant to hear it.
Well, I know of Catherine's work in Galway, and she's been a wonderful representative for the people of Galway for many years, and I suppose I just really respect her integrity and the fact that she always speaks the truth and she's honest and she won't pretend to be what she's not, and I really appreciate that about her, which is why I voted for her and why I'm really relieved and very happy that she's going to be our president.
And looking for good leadership, someone that's going to bring the country back to where it should be.
And in terms of the signal you would hope she would send out to the country and to the world, what would you be looking for or hoping for in that regard?
I suppose to continue on Michael D's work. He's a great ambassador for the country, great voice, even though he didn't have much say, but he could be a voice for the people. That's probably why he was so popular. Counteract maybe what's going on the other side of the pond. A voice of reason, yeah.
Especially the nor dor chi gmach art larna king welge in our snuthran agus tajishin an tawato mar tashi heshin gwelge hurt stach on himmel agus tashan tawato going in sik ger gwelge art agus mir sing welter ta ger in gwelge kun al bio tashi tawato gmach utran de tiere e tachu lesin yorkshin.
She brings honesty and straight out reality.
And are you worried that the confines of the office of president might limit her in that regard?
I don't think so. It didn't limit Michael D either. He was very careful, but he spoke out when it needed to. And I expect that from her as well.
I would imagine she will remain steadfast to who she truly is. So I can't imagine that her character would change. And if we look around globally, and make comparisons to some other presidents, I think we can be quite confident that Catherine isn't going to let us down and is going to remain a very good and positive representative for Ireland.
Galway West voters at Counsellor Pat McGrath about their hopes for Catherine Connolly's presidency at 7:46.